To quote a good friend upon the news of my passion for hypnosis, "Good Lord, hypnosis? Mind control? I'll never look you in the eye again." Politely, I laughed at this somewhat cliched thought. Conversation continued on to other diversions until seemingly and unexpectedly my friend asked, "So this hypnosis, can you really control someone else's mind?" What a perfect question, and the topic of this podcast.
Who is in control? You or the hypnotist?
Plans for Be Entranced, fourth podcast, was to publish before Halloween with tales of trances and ghosts. But due to a location move from Maryland to Tennessee during that most special of holidays, I'm postponing that for another unlikely time. Ah, the tease. But back to trance concepts, mind control, and the truth. Hypnosis is indeed all about mind control. And now would be a good time for that theatrical gasp. But don't hit the off button just yet. Unlike zombie-esque trances and evil antagonists controlling one's actions, the hypnosis mind control is more about your own self-control, you controlling your mind, your actions. When you seek out a hypnotist, you're most likely going for a specific reason, usually a behavior modification such as quitting smoking, helping you lose weight, stop biting your fingernails, avoiding insomnia, pain management, dealing with phobias, etc. In other words, you already know what you want to achieve. A good hypnotist will simply help you accomplish your objective. Here's how hypnosis works. It's all about suggestion. As in conscious reality, we are constantly bombarded with suggestions. The media, such as TV, commercials, they suggest that you use their products. Family and friends give suggestions on the ways that you can improve your life. Doctors suggest ways that can cure your ailments, etc. But do we always follow these suggestions? No. We follow the ones that we believe will benefit us. When you undergo hypnosis, a suggestion is made to your subconscious mind. Will it work? Like in conscious reality, you'll only take that suggestion if you want to do so. For instance, if you want to quit smoking because someone in your life is constantly nagging you about quitting, but you really enjoy the habit and wouldn't give it up otherwise, hypnosis probably won't work for this. You have to really want to make the change for yourself. If you want to lose weight because you hate the way the extra poundage makes you feel, you don't like your self-image, then success with hypnosis is most likely. Hypnosis tells your subconscious how to deal with the problem, how to eradicate it. It gives your mind a way to help you to its fullest capacity. Please note here, though, that there are methods of coercion where someone else may influence you to do their bidding via hypnosis. But entranced guided meditation and hypnosis, and most reputable hypnotherapists do not indulge in unethical hypnosis. This is why it's important to trust your hypnotherapist. If you go into a session having doubts about the person you're seeing, it's always best to listen to those instincts. A good source for finding a reputable hypnotist is through the National Guild of Hypnosis. Their website is at www.ngh.net. So now that I've said that, you're probably wondering if mind control is possible from outside sources. This is an interesting question. In my training, the subject was addressed as a person will not do anything they would normally be inclined to avoid. An example was given such as, if I were to induce a hypnotic state in you and I suggested that you rob a bank, you would only do so if you were of a mind to do so. This leads to the question of what makes a person inclined to do things that seem unacceptable. My brother brought an interesting story to light about a thief who apparently hypnotized bank tellers into giving him £20,000. An internet search on the subject confirmed this. On October 6, 2005, the Sunday Mirror reported this Moldova incident, with little more details than my brother related. Apparently the thief looks the bank teller in the eye and gradually hypnotizes the victim to hand over money with no memory of doing so. While ever defensive of my learning philosophies, I made a comment that perhaps these tellers were inclined to help the thief. My brother disagreed. Now, you should know my brother holds a degree in psychology and a serious interest in NLP techniques. His premise is that anyone could fall a victim to such perpetrations. I asked him how. He said that perhaps the thief was able to alter the teller's reality, so that the teller's internal alarms didn't go off, hence they handed over £20,000. So I thought and thought about this contradiction, replaying my brother's thoughts over in my head for quite some time. What I originally didn't notice is that my brother suspected that the thief probably cased out the bank for a while, studying it and the people working there. He probably figured out which tellers would be most susceptible to his hypnotic suggestions. Okay, well, this makes a lot more sense and doesn't really affect my faith. There are those who are more inclined to take on suggestions at a whim and are more susceptible to having their realities altered. This doesn't mean that the tellers are bad people because they have temporarily been accomplices to the thief's crimes. They were not inclined to break the law at all. It just means that they were more open to someone's conniving actions and suggestions for one reason or another. It sort of relates to how a stage hypnotist gets people to participate in his shenanigans. The shows I'm familiar with involve getting several volunteers from the audience. The group is then narrowed down by various suggestion susceptibility tests. The final few remaining are those who are most open to his suggestions. This doesn't mean that there are those who are unhypnotizable. It means that you have to be open and willing for results. Hypnotism has nothing to do with weak-mindedness either. Ethical hypnosis is all about you and the changes you want to make. Also, a side note about the hypnosis thief. Bank tellers now have been ordered not to make eye contact with customers. Interesting. As always, Be In Trance invites your comments, thoughts, or if you're a hypno thief or victim, we'd love to interview you. Now for this podcast guided meditation. Opening up to new experiences and letting go of the past. Well, in a simplified way. But perhaps I should clarify about being open. This is to help you open up within yourself. Tune in more to yourself, into your own body, your own mind, and your own spirit. To be aware of your thoughts, your tensions, your silence. This is not to make you more open to someone else's suggestions, but to suggestions that you want to indulge in and utilize. A few years ago, I went to a homeopathic healer. Like most practitioners of alternative therapies, he focused on breathing. His contention was that most people hold their breath unconsciously throughout life. This makes simple concepts much harder. The body, brain, and spirit aren't getting enough air. If only we could breathe more, our emotions would be more in check. He offered a simple solution. In with the new, out with the old. Take a deep breath, and as you do so, think or say, in with the new. And as you exhale, say, out with the old. Do this several times. Make it a ritual that happens throughout your day. When you start feeling tense, depressed, emotional, angry, or about to fly off the handlebars, try to do this breathing exercises. It allows a pause and more oxygen into your system. It also lets out toxins. When someone seems hard to bear or you want to be more open, try this. It's a simple way to bring relaxation into your life. Utilizing the work of composer Peter John Ross, we'll practice this technique. So go ahead and make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. And close your eyes and take a deep breath. Now exhale. We'll work on clearing your mind. Let go of any thoughts that are nagging at you. You can spare just a few minutes to let all this go. Instead of thinking about mental concepts, focus on your body. Become aware of what each section of your body feels like. Is there an area that is tense and uncomfortable? Imagine that tension just seeping away from your body and relax that area. Now take a few moments to scan for trouble areas and for you to relax totally. Now center your mind on your breathing. Breathe in and out. Breathe in, and the air fills your lungs. It is clean, fresh, nurturing air. Exhale, and as you exhale, push out the used, stale air and allow for new air to enter, to purify, to cleanse, and to renew you. As you inhale, imagine the air flowing into your stomach and abdomen area, filling the area with warm, healing energy. With this energy comes the feeling of peacefulness. As you exhale, the new energy stays with you, and only the old, used air and toxins leave your areas. As you breathe in, your body is filled with increasing energy that has grown from your lung area to your stomach area, down to your hips and thighs. As you exhale, the energy stays in place, only allowing the used up air to leave your system. Now your lower extremities have room to bring in clean, new air and energy. Inhale and imagine this area filling with the energy light. Exhale. And make room in your head area, allowing the warm energy to totally encompass your body. Exhale the used energy and air. Continue to just enjoy the sensation of energy, air, and openness filling up your body. And exhaling the used air out that you no longer need. Now as you breathe in, think to yourself, in with the new. The energy grows brighter and more comfortable. You relax more and more. Think to yourself, out with the old, and exhale, getting rid of and letting go of what you no longer need, allowing more space for new air, more energy, a totally open feeling. Do this breathing exercise two more times to yourself. Whenever you feel tension or stress or need to let go, need a pause, you'll be able to think. You'll be able to inhale and think in with the new, exhale out with the old. Continue to do this for a few moments till you're totally relaxed and refreshed. Just breathe. No thoughts are necessary. Enjoy the sense of nothingness. Now it's time to come back to normal consciousness. Continue breathing in with the new, out with the old, and I will count to three. Once I get to three, you'll be awake and alert, refreshed, stressed less, and open. One, you feel relaxed and calm. Two, start to stretch. Have some movement in your toes and your fingers. Move your eyes around, but keeping them closed. And three, you're awake, your eyes are open, and you're relaxed. We hope you enjoyed this breathing meditation and the music of Peter John Ross. Mr. Ross is actually a professional filmmaker with many talents. Keep watch for his upcoming feature film, The Horrors of War. Entrance thanks him for allowing us to use his music and wishes him the best of luck in his projects. To learn more about Peter John Ross, visit his website at www.sonnyboo.com. That's www.sonnyboo.com. Also, check out our website at entrance.com for more guided meditations and really cool t-shirts. You've been listening to Be Entranced 4. Casting out of the little cabin by the lake at Tuckaway Cove in Tennessee.